This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. The University of Louisiana at Monroe Museum of Natural History reopens next week in its new home on the first floor of Hannah Hall. The museum has a completely renovated new space. Dr. Tom Sasek, the museum's director and an associate professor in biology, joins me to talk about it. Welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thank you very much.
Looking forward to having people in the new home of the museum.
We finally finished yesterday with the last pushing of the cases around, and we hope to be open on Monday for the public.
Tell us about some of the features, because this is a large chunk of the first floor of Hannah Hall.
Right. We couldn't get exactly as big a space as we had in Sandal Hall, so it's probably, for the display area, about three-quarters of the size. But we estimated we probably got about 90% of the displays over there, so it really is pretty much the same.
And just the opportunity to be able to put it together in a museum-style atmosphere rather than a giant open room.
There are several people that like the open, big open space, but I just love the new space because it's a little bit more intimate. The ceiling's a little bit lower. The specimens look big. The trophies we have on the wall, they look much bigger to me. So I kind of like the new thing. And we picked out all the best display cases and got rid of the old nasty folding tables and stuff. So to me, it looks more like a museum, just like you said.
So what can people expect? I know your hours are kind of rotating based on the kind of staff that you have, volunteer staff to help run it. But tell me about when the museum will be open.
Right. Well, summer is a difficult time because we don't know exactly, but probably at least 10 to 4 or something like that during the week. And we'll try to do some Saturdays. We just haven't made a definite plan yet.
What are the kinds of improvements, would you say, in just the way that people are going to be able to perceive and enjoy the exhibits you have?
Well, you know, what this really did was give us the opportunity to kind of reorganize things. And so, for example, the trophy mounts were kind of just put up in different groups, but now they're organized by where they come from, and they're nicely arranged all symmetrically now. So we kind of were able to go for visual beauty rather than last time. It was just kind of, it accumulated over time. So now everything's been arranged at one time. So it kind of looks like we had a plan in mind.
Tell me about the incredibly dedicated group of people who have been working on this for many, many months now.
Well, of course, you know, the big deal is moving stuff. And so that means first you have to pack stuff up. So we got a lot of students to help us. Then the big work is moving the heavy displays and things, and the physical plant were just unbelievable. And during the move, the air conditioning broke in Sandal Hall, and so they've been working in just incredibly difficult conditions. They just were unbelievable in their dedication in getting this stuff over.
So what can the public look forward to?
Well, we're pretty much back to normal now. Anybody that wants to have meetings or things or tours will be opening up. Like I said, summer is a little bit trickier, but we're ready to start doing tours again. We've got everybody's excited for that.
The ULM Museum of Natural History reopens to the public on Monday morning. Dr. Tom Sasek is an associate professor of biology at ULM and the current director of the Museum of Natural History. Tom, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.